Welcome to the podcast series from Tripure, where we discuss everything related to the future of corporate travel, travel bots, AI, ML, analytics, and more.
Hi everyone. Today we talk about employee experience in the post-COVID era. And to talk about this, we have Monark Limai. Monark Limai is the country head HR for Software AG. He's an alumni of XLRI. He's a master's in psychology. He's a certified coach. And we believe that he's the most passionate person that we've come across who can talk about the subject of employee experience. Hi, Monark. Welcome to the podcast series at Tripure.
Hi, Sajid. Nice to be here.
This pandemic has opened out a new scenario of 100% remote employee management using tech. So how important is employee experience while you grapple with this new normal?
You're very right, Sajid. Employee experience is a very delicate, intangible commodity. And the term itself encapsulates the combination of impressions, perceptions, observations, and feelings that employees get in all of their interaction within an organization or related to an organization. So as such, it is extremely difficult to capture or define, build, and manage. But it is the raison d'etre of any human resource function in an organization. And in the time of COVID-19, it has become even more challenging to execute on so-called good employee experience. And it depends on the challenges being faced by the employees. And challenges being, like you asked, a couple of critical challenges that I see are, number one, creating a truly employee-centric experience. And the shift has become much more on the employee as a person, a human, an individual, a part of a whole. And whole, when I say, it is in terms of the family institution, because office space has somehow shifted to the home space, home arena. So the challenge is now, how do I take this office conversation to his home, in his private physical space reserved for him and his family? The line between home and office is truly blurred. So how do I create an experience which is truly centered around the employee? That's number one. Number two, focusing on the right motivators. Suddenly we see, because of COVID-19, the motivators have shifted. The challenge is to identify what the right motivators are for the employee now. And there is no set model for the same. The motivators are very dynamic in nature and have transformed enormously over the past 3 months. Employees' concern for well-being, for self and family, physical and mental well-being, security, have taken unprecedented importance in the collective psyche of employees and organizations. And the third one, choosing the right solutions based on these two. The challenge is to choose the right solutions for the employee. The workplace having shifted from physical office space to the home. So technology solutions have become very important. How easily they are able to connect, how easily an employee is able to access the network of office. These are a few challenges that we are, like all other organizations, are grappling with.
That's a great insight. Looks like the role of employee experience is now extending to the IT team too.
You're right, Sajid, very much. Because I believe the roles were always there. Right? The role of IT was always there in an organization. But suddenly, due to the shift in scenario, the role of technology has become much more important. So how good is your technology? What is the role IT is placing? And again, we are not talking again only from a technology point of view. We are talking about how an IT professional or IT department in an organization is caring for the employee solutions. So the solutions have to be based on usage. The UX and UI has become much more important from an employee perspective. Rather than having a clunky technology solution, how agile it is, how easy it is for the employee to use. I think that has become very, very important now.
Absolutely. With this new scenario of remote employee management, do you see emerging new roles within HR?
The way I see it, the roles remain the same. HR was always there, technology is there, let's say facility admin roles were always there. The roles will not change. But the way these roles are to be executed completely shifts. HR role, for example, has to bring in much more employee care attitude. What is it that the employee wants? Because we are now increasing the ambit of the definition employee to include his or her family in the truest sense. You cannot only care for one part of that family institution, which is employee, because you as an organization have gone into their homes. So one needs to be extremely careful about the timings. One has to be, from an organization side, has to be very flexible. Flexible times have to kick in. And some of the basic processes that you thought were not even worth thinking about, for example, rewards, recognition, appreciation, How do you conduct all these people processes in a virtual world without shifting the emotion, without lessening the emotion that the employee has to feel? I think these things have become very challenging.
Employee emotional boundaries now extend to their homes. Now that's powerful. How do you handle employee experience around business travel?
I would admit, frankly, that till now, travel was one area of life of all employees, which was not much looked at from an employee experience point of view. Travel arrangements were done or had been done by organizations. They were always meant to be as efficient as in process as possible, be it ticketing system, visas, transports, or actual travel schedules. And obviously, there are many critical roles in our organization as well, which require extensive travels. But everything was being designed for efficiency, cost optimization, and convenience of employees. I think post-COVID-19 scenario, the third part of what I said, convenience, has taken a whole new meaning. Employee experience is being judged a lot by how much the organization cares about the safety and security of employees. And that is precisely where technology has to kick in. Some of the roles within organization, which is as global as ours, require travel from country to country or even within a country, extensive travel. But now is the time to exploit the technology even more to make the life of traveling employee as smooth as possible. We'll have to really bring in technology solutions to keep employees updated about all the changing scenarios. It has to be a very dynamic solution. We have to make sure that we enable employees to choose the best possible alternatives and options available to them, showing them maximum how an organization cares about their safety and security.
So the key is security and safety. Munak, what is your advice in general to the HR fraternity around employee experience?
I don't have any big principles, but a couple of points which I can very easily look at what others might be looking at in the post-COVID era would be, number one, primarily have a sense and care for employee emotions. Again, until now, employees were coming to the office and every organization was looking at employee well-being in the office. But crisis such as COVID-19 can elicit a strong emotional response and has done it. You know, and ignoring that emotional response from employee side can have a powerful negative impact on business brand and retention strategies. A poor response or a sense of employee emotions at this time can be extremely negative for the organization. This means that an inadequate response to COVID-19 is likely to generate negative emotions in employees, which is not going to be limited to them all. This is the time when, first of all, we have to recognize that employees may need additional flexibility in their schedule so that they can manage this working from home effectively. We have to create a psychologically safe environment for them so that they feel comfortable in expressing their concerns or fears without feeling like they are admitting to a weakness. We also need to encourage managers and leaders to proactively ask employees how they are feeling. Check in regularly. Tell employees to come forward with any concerns. And very importantly, while communicating to employees, try to avoid urgent language that may cause fear and instead use neutral, positive words. Basically, the idea is to keep the employees calm, give them a sense of security. That is one on terms of sensing. Second is to communicate more and effectively. You know, because as COVID-19 is now a global health crisis, it has potential to affect everybody. In this era, we have to communicate more and more. So it is critical to make sure that all employees feel that they are receiving all the updates and communication about the situation from their organization. They can read it from the newspaper as well. But a sense of security comes when they hear it from their organization as to what is being done. Leaders have to equip managers with the resources to contextualize the effect on the day-to-day work of the employees. You have to create open lines of communication so that there's not one single channel of communication available to employees. HR, in its role, has to make sure that communication goes two ways and employees know how and whom to reach out if they need to. And the third and the last most important thing is that we have to have a partnership across the organization. A complete response, because this is an unprecedented situation. You cannot have any fixed models of handling the situation. So the best way to handle the situation is to have 100% participation from every single member of the organization. That is, and only then we will be able to sustain an organization employee experience.
Emotional connect with employee is a great focus. Emotional quotient is ever more important now.
Oh, that's true. That's true, Sajid.
Indeed, a great summary around employee experience with deep insights from Munak. Thank you, Munak.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Sajid.
Thank you very much, Munak. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Sajid. Good day.
This podcast is brought to you by Tripure, a leader in AI and ML-based corporate travel solutions specially designed for business travelers, CFOs, HR teams, and travel admins. Check us out at www.tripure.com and don't forget to subscribe to our social channels.